Do you have any questions before we get started?
No.
No.
Okay. Yes.
All right, fine. Well,
this rule will be how to artist it.
It will
to
be
play this role.
A role play.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I'll explain what we're going to do when we come.
Oh, okay.
To that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Carl, and I'm just outside the city of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And where are you calling from?
I'm called from Marshall Center. This is Garmisch-Partenkirchen.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's the weather like there?
The weather is good today. Yesterday is not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Today is good. Now outside is a little bit windy and cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we make about if you speak about yesterday, maybe it was better yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I compare in this moment,
right.
Yesterday was a wonderful day when we went out with my colleagues. The sun was shining.
Mm-hmm.
The cool breeze was winding, and the birds was shining. It
mm-hmm.
was perfect
mm-hmm.
and wonderful day.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you get a day like that, and then it's not so nice. Maybe the next day. I wonder. Maybe we could begin with you introducing yourself to me.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about your education.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit about your work history
and
what you like to do in your
mm-hmm.
free time.
About me, I'm a military officer from the Bulgarian Army. I live in Sofia, working general staff of the Bulgarian Army. In 2004, I was appointed as a chief of section and promoted to lieutenant colonel. Now I'm information and communication officer and project leader. I'm working supervisor for NATO project
mm-hmm.
in this moment. Prepare different documents, briefing, sometimes military consultings. Very often, from my job, I have to conduct a meeting with different departments of the government.
Mm-hmm.
I have held this position since 2008 and promoted colonel.
Mm-hmm.
On June, maybe, 2007, I have attended on about my English. I want to say something. I have attended an English course in Canadian Force Language Schools
mm-hmm.
school. This is Borden base near to the Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I have worked many years in the army before start to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
I'm what about your free time? Yeah, I'm the first person from my job, for example, who has been in the Marshall Center, and this is
mm-hmm.
the reason that I'm very proud of,
mm-hmm.
In this case. And
yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about your free time? Do you travel? Do you like sport?
Yes, I'm not a couch potato. I'm a very active person. I like swimming. I like I used to play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite season is winter because I like skiing, and now I try to learn skateboarding.
Oh my goodness!
Yes. What else? I like walking and take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hobby in my country. I collect the medals, old medals, especially from
mm-hmm.
First World War and the Second World War.
Oh,
and
that's interesting. How did you get started in that?
I started before 25 years. in my country. And when I was 25 years old, I started this one. And what else?
Well,
I have opportunity sometimes when we our celebration, a national military day, is in 6th May, and I have opportunity to show my collection sometimes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now you said you spent some time in Canada studying English.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about that?
About Canada,
the place where you were and what it was like.
Yes, this is the. It was a military base located close to the Toronto, approximately 70 kilometers, or something else. This is military. Training center about language school with language school, and they prepare officers and soldiers for the mission. For example, when I was there, they some soldiers learning. And they about the Afghanistan some exercise.
Okay. Now you know, have you people who travel often have interesting experiences. Sometimes they're funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a misunderstanding. Sometimes it's something cultural. I wonder if you could tell me a little story or anecdote about something that happened. Maybe on your trip to Canada or in another trip.
Okay. it was one funny story with my colleague. Every time in the morning when we went together to the we have to catch the bus, and sometimes when we went together, we stopped to the bus station and bought newspapers. And one day when the bus came, we just bought the newspapers, and he saw the bus and quickly catch the bus, and I stay in the station in the behind him and watched the bus. it was like funny story.
And so what happened then?
In the next station, he I saw that he stay and waiting me.
Okay. So he got back out of the bus.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And you simply bought your newspaper and then. Did you take
forgot
the bus
that
to the station or did you walk to the?
Yeah, you forgot that we'll be both the and we'll be together.
that's funny. Yeah.
Yes.
But you know, I mean, he could have just maybe stayed on the bus and you could have simply got the next bus.
Maybe.
What kinds of comments did he have for you when he saw you there?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I think about our work, and I will be on time in our work, and I forgot that we will stay in the waiting for the newspapers. I think for our exercise and for our lessons, and I forgot. Excuse me. And when I saw the bus, I. Right, exactly. I catch the bus.
right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wonder if, you know, I haven't been in Garmisch for a while. I wonder if you could tell me what the town is like.
Garmisch is Garmisch-Partenkirchen is an all-season resort. This is a nice city. I can say in the heart of the Alps. Especially here, you can use a lot of outdoor activity. You can skiing, you can swimming. There are a lot of lakes. For especially here is very popular hiking and mountain biking. It was beautiful since it views. What else? Located in the south Bavarian lands in of Federal German Republic in the what else about Garmisch? Typical national German Bavarian city. With a very interesting culture. Here, they every Sunday or and Saturday, they have some interesting place who present national traditions, especially on the city center.
Yeah, well, that's good. That gives you a chance to observe.
Yes,
yeah.
When we come here, I have opportunity to skiing. It was very interesting for me.
Okay. Well, I'd like to do a little role play with you.
Okay. Okay.
Let's say that you are living in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh.
And you invite a relative to visit you for a holiday. Now, you need to book a flight for your relative. Okay?
Yeah.
And I will play the part of the airline employee.
Okay. You are...
You're going to book a flight for your relative to come to visit you from Sofia to...
You work in the airport?
Yes, I work for the airline.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Good afternoon. United Airlines, may I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Atanas Maznes. I want to book some flight from Sofia to San Francisco. What is available time about to 20 June approximately?
About the 20th of June. And what would be the return date?
And the return date, 1 week. If it's possible after that. Yeah.
Let me see here. From Sofia to San Francisco.
To
The 20th is going to be a bit of a problem.
About departure?
Sorry?
About departure, we have a problem?
The departure is okay. The 27th is, that's fine.
Okay. About what we have a problem?
About the 20th.
About the 20th?
Yes, because the flights are booked on the 20th.
Okay, 1 day later is possible?
The 21st.
First,
Yes, that's possible.
Yeah,
But the problem there is that that's going to raise the price because it's in 7 days.
Okay. The price is cheaper or
no,
more
expensive?
No,
it's more expensive.
Oh. But how much will be more expensive? If
it'll be about $300 more.
$300.
Yeah, when you
for one person or for 2 person?
No, no, that's not the total price. That's the increase in price if you stay for less than 6 days.
Okay.
The total round trip from Sofia is $1,421.
And what will be suggest me in this case?
It's up to you. I don't know, whether you need to have the person here on the 20th or whether they could come later. Maybe they could come the 19th.
Okay, well, I can, first of all, I want to check the schedule of my parents, and after that we'll be calling and make decision what will we do.
Okay, fine. Yeah, good. All right, why don't you check with them and then call back again.
Okay,
great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So that's the end of our little role play.
I'll be calling. Okay. Ah, thank you. I can't introduce myself and my family, maybe.
We don't need to do that at the moment. Actually, what I'd like to ask you though is what are people talking about there in Garmisch-Partenkirchen?
Uh-huh. About what?
Yeah, you know, what do you see when you watch the news or you read a newspaper?
Especially we wake up early in the morning. I have opportunity to watch only news from CNN. And because our electives start 8:15 in the morning.
Oh, that's early.
And finish 4 p.m. And after that we have to prepare for next day a lot of homework I have to do, and not so much to I haven't a lot of time to watch the TV.
Right. Well, tell me, maybe you know something about what's going on in Sofia.
In Sofia, yeah, I know what happened now. We prepare electives. First of all, we have we'll be going to be electives for European Union, and after that will be national electives.
And now, tell me about the election for the European Union. What are people thinking about that?
Our country in this moment, I think most of our people happy because this opportunity to be member of European Union and NATO, of course, is good. We make good choice our country, and in this moment, I think our life it starts better, and most of people appreciate this situation, and they. Positive. They feel positive about this.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. When will the election be?
20 of June.
So just about a month from now. Okay. Well, now I'm wondering, what are your plans for, let's say, for your next vacation? Where do you think you will go? What will you be doing?
I don't know exactly. After finish this college, I'll be use a little bit a vacation, and will be visited my first of all my parents. With my family, because my daughters, they are students, and they are grown up now, and I couldn't, didn't see, I don't remember how long in this moment my wife take care for them, and it would be better to be together with them.
Right, so you could have a kind of a little mini reunion, a family reunion. Good. Well, you know, I've asked you a lot of questions. I'd like for you to ask me 5 or 6 questions about either about my work or about where I live.
Good. First question, of course, that I want to ask you, how long have you been working as a tester, maybe?
For about 26 years now.
26? Oh, well, it's
yes, quite a long time.
Yes, a long time. What about maybe your life, something? Who has had the most influence in your life, maybe?
Apart from my parents, probably some of my teachers.
Yeah, for me, it's my wife. Seriously.
Well, that's good, yeah.
What else? Maybe that. Do you think getting married means giving up freedom?
That's a very difficult question.
What do you think? I think that sometimes when you get married, it's free for you.
Well, you know,
giving freedom because
yes, exactly. You maybe give up some things, but you gain many other things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Another question?
Yeah, another question or two, maybe.
This question maybe ask you many times, but do you believe in love at first sight?
No, I think there's an attraction at first sight,
yeah,
but not necessarily love at first sight.
Okay. Maybe, what else?
Or maybe
what was the weather now? In
the weather today,
yeah,
is beautiful.
Today, yeah.
Beautiful day.
Today. Beautiful
day. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yesterday was wonderful, and today is supposed to be just as nice.
Yeah.
27 degrees.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. Very nice, sunny.
27 degrees in Celsius.
Yes, in Celsius.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, it would be very, very cold.
Okay. Good.
Good. Well, I think we're just about finished. What What are your plans for this evening?
For this evening, maybe you don't believe me, but I have to do a lot of homework. I told you before. For tomorrow, I have to prepare a presentation for cyber attacks. And to explain what is mean, and this is part of our elective about the terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's if right now when I finish here, I will be back in my hotel and start to prepare. Mm-hmm. I started, but I had to finish and to reading to check
right,
slides
right.
And yeah.
Okay.
This is my purpose now.
Right, so it doesn't sound like much fun, but it's something that has to be done.
Yeah, maybe a weekend will be fun, and a little bit take a walk. And
yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Great, well, I thank you very much for speaking.
Thank you very much.
And,
it was a little bit, in the first time when start the conversation, a little bit confused because this is in the telephone, but...
Yeah, but it worked out fine. Not to worry. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Good.